Okay, so dear brothers in Christ, as we all know that we are living in the very last days. So we are living in our times where we can see the signs of our Lord's return, the sign of our Lord's second coming very clearly, and many of the signs which has mentioned about is regarding the second coming in Matthew 24 chapter. About wars, floods, earthquakes, famine, pestilences, everything. We can see that all these things are being fulfilled before our very eyes. So before, you see, we could ever believe or study about the Lord's second coming, we all know very well that before the Lord's second coming, the great Antichrist should come. And we'll all know about the great Antichrist, that it is a number that is very famous, the number called as 666. And regarding Antichrist, you see, and regarding the Lord's second coming, Apostle Paul also warns us, you see, to first see the Antichrist, the development of the Antichrist, first that we need to understand the Antichrist, and then only we should believe about our Lord's second coming. So let us read that verse in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, verses 1 to 4. Moses brother, can you read?
Okay, brother. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. Expect there come falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who ups and excels himself above that is called God. He as God stands in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Very good. Here, Apostle Paul clearly warns us, saying that by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we gathering to him, that you be not soon shaken in mind. Be not troubled, you see, by spirit or by word or by letter, if anybody tells that the day of Christ is already come. And what is the test that we need to do is that it tells, before the day of the Lord has to come, there has to first be the falling away, you see, of the truth. You see, there has to be first the man of sin be revealed. First the man of sin has to be revealed. Then only the Lord's day, the second coming will come. Now, why did Apostle Paul write this second letter to the Thessalonians, if you see it, brethren? Apostle Paul in the 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter, 16 and 17th verse, he clearly tells that our Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of an archangel, with a trump of God, you see, and he tells, you see, that the dead in Christ shall rise first. So many began to believe, you know, all those verses, that's the reason I'm not reading the verses. So as soon as Apostle Paul wrote this letter of the 1 Thessalonians, immediately, many of the brethren in Thessalonica church started to claim that the second coming has already happened. You see, and therefore, to correct them, to correct their wrong views, Apostle Paul gave them a sign, saying, if anybody tells about the Lord's second coming, the first thing you need to observe is whether the Antichrist has come or not. First, the Antichrist should come. Then only the days of the Lord's return will happen. Therefore, he wrote the second letter to the Thessalonians, correcting their erroneous view. Okay, so based on these scriptures only, many people think that the Antichrist will come. You see, he will come and rule for 3.5 years. What did the verse say? He will sit as God. You see, in the temple of God. And everybody will worship him, it seems. You see, the whole world will worship him. Where will he sit? He will sit in the temple of God. Where is the temple? Where was the temple located? You see, it is located. It was located in Jerusalem. It is destroyed now. You see, in that place, today, a mosque has been built. So, many people claim that, you see, the Antichrist will come. He will destroy all these things and build a temple. And you see, he will sit in the holy place of the temple and claim everybody's worship. The whole world will worship. Dear brethren, what the Bible says about Antichrist, you see, many of the great leaders, you see, who lived in the days of ignorance, you see, could not achieve just a few percentage of what is told in the scriptures about Antichrist. Not even Alexander the Great, who conquered the whole world at the age of 23 years. Not even by Napoleon Bonaparte or Roman Caesars. Dear brethren, those people could not achieve it during the days of ignorance. Now, how is it possible for a man to come and do all these things? You see, at this modern age, it is a point to ponder upon. And moreover, you see, to construct the temple at Jerusalem during the days of Jesus itself took 46 years. That's what the Bible clearly says in John 2:20. Then, how is it possible that, you see, the mosque be destroyed? And all come and build a temple, and so that the entire world, you see, will pay homage to him. Entire world will worship him as God. Dear brethren, will the Jewish people allow them? You see, if somebody comes and builds a temple, and in their temple, if somebody comes and sits as God, will the Jewish people, will the Israel people allow? No, brethren. Dear brethren, they cast out Jesus just for preaching the word of God inside the temple. In Luke 4 chapter is given. You see, Jesus was thrown out of the temple. They all thought to kill him by casting him from the, you see, hill. Dear brethren, and today there is a mosque. You see, the Muslims have their worship there only. They pray 2 times a day. Imagine a man coming, Antichrist coming and destroying that mosque. And in that place, you see, and the place of doom of rock, build a temple and a Jewish temple and go inside and sit and claim as God and sit as God so that everybody will come and worship him as God, it seems. Dear brethren, is it possible? But that's what the scripture says. And moreover, you see, the 666, the seal of the Antichrist, he'll come and seal it on their, you see, head and their hand. Therefore, you see, some people claim that this is the barcode. In the barcode, there are 3 blank codes that actually signifies the number 6. So, 666, 666, you see. And some people claim that, it's a chip reader, the tracking chip reader. So, a small grain-like thing, it will be inserted in your hand. So, everybody has to take it. So, this will come as a future law. Or else, they will implant it in your brain, your head. You see, dear brethren, and those who don't have this one, they won't be given the permission, to transact, to buy or purchase anything in the market. So, this is a must. Dear brethren, how does it matter for Satan if he buy rice or doesn't buy rice. What does it matter for the devil if you go and buy something from the market or if you don't buy from the market? It's a worldly market. Does it bother him that if we go to a shop and if somebody doesn't give us anything or if we buy something, does it bother him something? Dear brethren, definitely not. And moreover, this 666 number is so famous in the world today that everybody, let it be anybody, any person, any religion you take, any person you take, they know clearly that 666 is the number of the Antichrist. Any number that comes in 666 range, nobody will buy it. You see, because it's very well known that the number is Antichrist. Then will somebody, if somebody comes and puts a 666 seal on their forehead, will anybody take it? When somebody doesn't take a room or a plot or a mobile number with or a vehicle number with 666, will somebody take, you see, 666 on their head? If somebody books a room and the number is 666, nobody will go to the room. Why? Because this is the Antichrist. You don't want the devil's room. You see, dear brethren, this is all a very great deception of the devil, dear brethren. Today, what condition we are living? Are we living in a holy condition? Are we living where the people have fear on God? And do they search God and worship God? See, what does Apostle Paul say? Read 1 Timothy 4 chapter verses 1, 2 and 3. 1 Timothy 4 chapter verses 1, 2 and 3. Masam brother.
Okay, brother. First Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 3, right? Okay, it's written here. Speaking expressly that in the later time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Shibdar, later days the Holy Spirit clearly says that they will give heed to doctrines of devil. Seducing spirits, it seems. What spirit? Evil spirit. You see? In the later days, what will happen, it seems? Nobody will have faith. They will give ear to, you see, false doctrine, it seems. Read 2 Thessalonians, you see, 3rd chapter, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, brother.
2nd Thessalonians.
2nd Timothy, 3rd chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, this no.
But then you're muted.
Oh, sorry, brother. I'm so sorry. This knows also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boisterous, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
See, later times, what type of people will be there on this earth, Simsa? Will there be godly people? See, full worldly people, disobedient even to their parents, blasphemous, unthankful, unholy. Continue. Now, verse 3, 4, 5.
Without natural affection, truth breakers, true breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fires, despairs of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godlessness, but denying the power, therefore, from such turn away.
See, brother, it clearly says There shall be more lovers of pleasure than lovers of God. See, brother, end days, what type of people will come? They won't love God, it seems. They will have more love of pleasure, enjoyment. That is the condition today we're living. No respect for husband, no respect for wife. And children, no respect for their parents, and parents, no concern for the children at all. This is the condition what we are living today. In such a condition, you see, can we imagine that the whole world, when they're not respecting God itself, they don't have fear of God itself, will they go to Jerusalem and worship a person who is sitting in the temple of Jerusalem? You see, and accept him as the one God? Is it possible? No. Satan is very, very cunning foe. Dear brethren, he knows very well how to deceive us. He knows very cleverly to draw away from the real Antichrist. Therefore, to divert our mind from the real Antichrist of what the Bible says, Satan has made all this deception, claiming a person will come, will sit in temple, rule for 3.5 years, put a seal on everybody's hand and head. Will anybody take the seal? You will take? Ask your friends, unbelievers. Will somebody come and put 666? You will take a friend? What they will tell? Hey, why will I take? What I know it's a 666. You see, that is the world's condition. Then we need to see who is this Antichrist. What does the Bible say about this Antichrist? We need to study from the Bible. You see, the word Antichrist. Apostle Paul tells that the Antichrist, he calls it with various names. We read it in, you see, 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter now. He calls it as a man of sin, the son of perdition, in verse 3. And he also calls it a mystery of iniquity in verse 7. And verse 8, he calls it as the wicked one. You see, these are the various names that is given for the Antichrist. Let us read one more, brother. Once more, let us read the verses. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, verses 3 to 8. Please read, brother.
3 to 8, brother?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, it's written
also.
Here. From our exhortation was not of deceit, not of uncleanness,
Second Thessalonians, brother. Second Thessalonians,
brother.
Second chapter.
Sorry, brother.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there came of falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of prediction.
You see? What does he clearly say? That day of Lord shall not come. If that day has to come, then first the man of sin, the son of perdition, has to be revealed. Now verse 7, brother.
Directly 7, brother. Okay. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now retreat will let until he be taken out of the way.
You see? It says the mystery of iniquity. You see, he's already working secretly, it seems. Somebody is hindering it, so it may come out, it seems. So that hindrance will be taken out, it seems. So it is called the mystery of iniquity. You see, secretly working inside. Now read verse 8, brother.
And then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Very good. See, the wicked shall be revealed. The wicked one compares, the Antichrist itself is compared to the devil. You see, and Lord shall destroy him, it seems. Okay. Has Jesus ever mentioned about the Antichrist? Yes. Jesus also told about Antichrist when he told about the signs of his second coming. In Matthew 24:15. Read there, Matthew 24:15. Krishna brother, you're there? Can you read Matthew 24:15? Brother Krishna. Okay, Mosam brother, please continue.
Okay, Matthew 24:15, right? When you therefore shall see the abomination of dissolution spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, who read it, let him understand.
The abomination that make it desolate. You see, Jesus calls it the abomination that make it. What is the meaning of abomination that make it desolate? We study all these things. So this Antichrist class is nearly a 8 to 9 hour class. So it will go on for nearly probably 1 month or 2 months. So without missing, you need to attend regularly. Okay? So don't miss at any cost. I won't miss. Okay? So even if I'm asleep, I'll come and take you in the sleep.
Brother, next week I have my second semester final exam.
Okay.
So it's starting from this Thursday.
Okay.
But I joined today. I think next week, I think it's quite difficult for me.
Okay. After that one? Any other day? Any exams are getting over?
Exam will get over after next week. It will finish the exam.
Okay. No problem. We'll wait. We'll wait for 1 week. No problem, brother. Okay.
Should I watch on YouTube or you continue or I watch on YouTube or you
No, we'll wait when everybody joins together. We'll wait for you also.
Okay, so sorry for that, brother. Thank you so much.
No problem, brother. So these are the various titles that is given for the Antichrist. Now, before studying the Antichrist, we need to understand what is the meaning of that word Antichrist. Okay? Now tell me, what is the meaning of word Antichrist, brother? What do you understand by that word Antichrist? What does that word mean?
Anti itself is like opposite of Christ.
Good. So opposite of Christ. So who is the opposite of Christ? Who is against Christ?
Obviously, devil, the Satan.
Devil, Satan. Okay. Among the people, who are opposite to Christ?
The who that doesn't follow Christ.
Oh, okay. Who are they? Example.
Antichrist means
who don't follow the Christ?
Maybe are they a Jews? No. Maybe because they doesn't follow Christ. No.
Who?
Jewish people.
Jewish people. Okay. Good example. Then because they don't believe in Jesus. Okay. Good. Then any other people though don't believe in Jesus. Any other are there? Any other group are there?
Next group.
Nobody. Only Jewish people don't believe in Christ. Rest of the whole
rest of the world, they doesn't believe. No, the one who doesn't practice Christianity, they doesn't follow.
Very good. You tell me who are they? Correct.
They are all the people. They are Muslim, Christian, Muslim, moreover Catholic also. Hinduism, the one who followed Hinduism.
Very good, brother. So all these people. So generally, Antichrist means what? You see, the one who is against Christ. As you told, Jews, the Islam people, the Muslims, the heathens. You see, those who practice anything against Christ. Any religion you take. Except Christians. They're all anti-Christ because they're against Christ. Okay? Now, there is other way to think about this one also. Like for example, there is a word called as anti-nationalist. You must have heard, correct, Abhudar? Anti-nationalist.
Who is against the nation?
Who is against the
Nation.
nation? Which nation? Who is against which nation?
The nation where he born?
Very good. Absolutely correct, Buddha. The nation where he was born, if he is trying to do anything against that nation, that is called as anti-nationalist. Correct, no, brother? Correct, no?
Yes.
See, example, you are a Nepali. Correct, no, brother?
Yes, brother.
If you are in Nepal, secretly, if you are doing activities against the Nepal country, then what does it mean? It means you are an anti-nationalist. Correct, no?
Yes.
Imagine if I am I am an Indian. If I work against my country, then what does it mean? I am an anti-nationalist. So, the real meaning of anti-nationalist is what? One who is of the same nation, but misusing that, you see, that power and working against the same country, they are called as anti-nationalist. Similarly, in the Bible, when the word anti-Christ is used, it is not used for the heathen who don't believe in Christ, but it is used for those Christians who believe in Christ, but yet do against Christ. Clearly understand it. This applies to the Christians. The Christians who believe in Christ, but do things which are against Christ. This is the word Antichrist means. Your brother, is it given in the Bible? Yes, it is given in the Bible. Read, brother. 1 John, 2nd chapter, 18 and 19, brother. Read, brother. Mosam, brother, read.
Okay, brother. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists.
What, brother? Read again. Even now there are many?
Even now are there many Antichrists.
When?
On that time also.
On that time means Apostle Paul, Apostle John's period itself, what was there, it seems, sir?
Still, there was Antichrist,
Antichrist
among them.
Then how can Antichrist come, destroy the temple in Jerusalem, build it again, and go and sit in the holy place and rule for 3.5 years when he was already there during the days of Apostle? How is it possible for a man to live for more than 2,000 years? Is it practically possible, brother?
No.
Therefore, we need to study the Antichrist from the Bible completely, detailedly. Then only we will understand who is Antichrist. Or else we will keep on waiting for some person who will come. He will destroy the temple. He will sit as God. We need to wait forever and ever. What does Apostle John say? There are many Antichrists. This means that Antichrist is not a single person. Did he say there are many single Antichrist, or did he say many Antichrists?
Many Antichrists.
Christ, that means plural. That means Antichrist is not a single person. Okay. Now, who are these? How do we identify? Now continue, brother. There only Apostle John clearly tells who are those Antichrist. Read, brother.
Wherever we know that it is in the last time, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if
what, brother?
They went out from us. But
that
they were not of us.
Yes, they were once with apostles, it seems. Correct, no? They were with us, but they went out from us. That means they should have been with the apostles at some time. Correct, brother?
Yes, brother.
They went out from us, it seems. Now continue. Because they were not out of us then.
But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us.
They went out from us because to manifest that all of us are not with us. That means with the apostles, you see, many brethren, all the brethren were there, but some people went out from them. And this one, Apostle Paul clearly tells to the elders of the church at Ephesus, when he was supposed to depart his last journey, he calls all the elders and tells about this great Antichrist system. Read Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 28 and 30, brother.
Acts 28, verse 30. Okay, brother. Yeah, it's written here. 28. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparking the flock. And also of you, one self shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away discipline after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears.
See, brother, here clearly it says, for I know that after my departure, after the death of apostle, he says, who will come, brother? Grievous wolf. Where it will come? It will come among you, among the church people, among the true Christians. Who will come, it seems, brother? Grievous
wolves.
Wolf. And will they come like wolf?
No.
Sheep clothing. And how do we identify this one? How do we identify this wolf? It says, they shall draw away the disciples after them. How? How do they draw the disciples after them? Speaking perverse things, speaking wrong doctrines. By teaching wrong doctrines, these will take away the disciples of Christ, it seems. Therefore, in 1 John, you see, Apostle Paul is actually speaking about Antichrist only. And he gives a clear explanation to us in 4th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. How to identify. Read, brother. Let us read, brother. 1 John 4 chapter verse 1, 2 and 3, brother.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out of into the world. Hereby know you the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is came in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. You have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world.
Already it is in the world. How identify? Believe not every spirit. Spirit means what? Doctrine. Yeah? It's not the Holy Spirit. Spirit means what? We've seen the subject about spirit, soul. Spirit means what? Doctrines. That's the reason it tells, don't believe every spirit. You see, don't think that everything is of God's Holy Spirit. Because there are many false prophets preaching false doctrines. So, you need to test. Therefore, it says in same 222, you see, this is the spirit of Antichrist. He that denies the Father and the Son. You see, that is the spirit of Antichrist. Therefore, you see, this gives us so many clues. First thing, this verse clearly tells that Antichrist is not a single person. Because no person can live for 2000 years. Correct, no, brother?
Yeah.
So, what is the meaning of this one? He is not a single person. But
it's controlled by the anti-power, maybe.
Yes. So, how? Like, for example, see, we have studied about Christ, the seed of the woman. You remember many days before we studied the class, seed of the woman, Jesus Christ. Huh? So, when we studied Jesus Christ, Jesus is the head. Who is the body? The church is the body. Correct,
course, brother? Yeah.
Correct. So, the Jesus Christ is compared to a human body where he himself is the head and we are all his body members. Similarly, this is called as Christ. Similarly, Antichrist is what? There is a head. There is body also. That means there is a supreme control and there are body members also. So, when we search for an Antichrist, we need to search for a corrupt religious system. That's what Apostle Paul says now. Huh? Many people will rise from yourself among you. They will teach false doctrines and draw away the disciples after them. They were not with the apostles. They were initially with them. But they went out. Why? Because they were not out of them. So, when we search for Antichrist, this is the clue. Anti means what? Staying within the nation, working against the nation. So, Antichrist means what? Staying in Christianity, but working against Christianity. That is the reason Apostle Paul wrote this second letter to Thessalonians, giving them the correct and a clear picture about the Antichrist. So, where should you come and sit? Let us read that verse, brother. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, brother. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Hmm.
Who opposes and exalts himself among all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Who opposes? Exalteth himself above all that is God or worshipped. He as a God sitteth in the temple. Now, who is the temple of God?
We ourselves.
Church, we. So, where should the Antichrist come? Should he come into a little temple and sit there? Among Christians. That's what Apostle Paul said. 1 Corinthians 6:19. We are the temple of God. So, where will Satan come? He won't come to any temple. Which temple? Hindu temple, Muslim temple, nothing. Where will he come? Where should he come? He should come among the Christians. Preach among the Christians. Correct, no, brother? How should he preach? Preach wrong things. Read 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Second Thessalonians 2:3.
Let not man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of prediction.
First, what should happen to him, sir? If Satan should come and preach in the church, what should happen to him first? The church, the true church, should fall from the truth. That is the meaning of falling away first. falling away first from where to where? From the truth to false. How will this happen? That is what we read in Acts 20th chapter. You see, that I know this after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter, not sparing the flock. Among yourself shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. So they will come and preach the false doctrines and draw away the, you see, the real, the true God's children. The false doctrines are an identification for this corrupt system. Now, Jesus mentioned about these false doctrines in two of his parables. You must be remembering, you studied in these initial classes, the most holy faith. You see, Jesus told about the parable of the mustard seed. He told about the parable of the mustard seed.
I remember.
Matthew 13, chapter 31 and 32.
Another proverb, but he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed in the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and become a tree, so that the bird of the air came and lodged in the branches thereof.
See? He sowed the seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it began to grow, it began to grow in such a way that it developed and became great. Then all of the herbs and became a tree, it seems. Now, the mustard, is it a herb or a tree, brother? Does it grow to be a plant or a tree?
It's a herb, brother.
Herb only. So what is the meaning of this one? We know it's a parable. We know that the Son of Man is Jesus Christ. And the mustard seed represents the faith. Jesus said, if you have faith as mustard seed, you can move the mountains. So it's a faith, the faith of Christianity. Jesus sowed into the earth, but its intention was that it should be small, a herb, you see, a plant. But what happened? It became a great tree, it seems. That means what? It is an abnormal growth. Jesus never intended the church to be a very big, great organization in the world. You know, today the world's greatest and the highest, you see, most of the collections happens where? Not in Tirupati. It happens in Vatican City. The world's highest collection even today happens in, you know, Vatican City. Did Jesus build thousands of rooms with gold? With granite marble? What did Jesus say? The birds of the air have nest. The foxes have holes. The Son of Man has no place to lay his head. That was the simplicity of Christ. But today the Christianity has become so big that in its branches, they tell, oh, we have a branch where? We have a branch in this area, one branch in that area, one branch in that area. Oh, branches, good, good. That's what Jesus said. Branches of false doctrines. In all these branches, who is coming and sitting? Birds. What do you mean by birds? Birds of the air. Who is the prince of the power of air?
Satan.
Very good, Buddha. It is his agents. Jesus said in the parable of the sower, no? On the way, as it was sowing, what happened? It fell down the wayside. Who came and picked it up? The birds of the air. The birds of the air. Jesus said, Satan. Satan is come and entered the churches. You see? Read. Revelation 18:2, brother.
Brother, I'll read from the screen, brother.
Oh, please. Please, please.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the foothold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
A cage of every unclean, hateful bird. You see, the become cage of evil spirits, devil. You see, now you might wonder, brother, how can devil come and preach in the church, brother? See, Bible, what does Bible say? Read 1 Timothy 4 chapter 1, 2 and 3, brother.
Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord
No, no,
Jesus.
no, no. Brother, 1 minute. Please read from the
Yeah.
Bible. I think this is the wrong thing. 1 minute.
Okay, brother, I will go from my Bible, okay?
Yeah,
Just a
please.
moment. First Thessalonians, Timothy, right, brother?
Yes.
First Timothy 4:1-3.
Yeah.
Okay, brother, I got it. 4:1-3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the later times some shall depart from the faith, giving head to suiciding spirit and doctrines of devils,
What
speaking
brother? Doctrines of?
devils.
No, if the doctrine has to be spoken by the devil, where should the devil come and speak?
Obviously, doctrine is of on the pulpit, no?
On the pulpit. He can't preach in a temple, Hindu temple, where Christians won't go. So how will it affect the Christians, sir? That means Satan should come inside the church itself.
Yeah. And
From there only speak false doctrine.
Doctrine.
Now continue, brother. Can Satan come
Speaking.
inside the church? Some people, brother, how can Satan come, brother? Satan is bound in the church. How will he come inside? Keep your hand like this only. We'll come back. Revelation 2.
Okay.
Revelation 2, verse 13. 2:13.
Revelation 2:13, right, brother? Okay, in Revelation 2:13 it's written here. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is,
Where,
and
where?
thou
Where? Where? Whose
where
seat is there?
Satan's seat.
No, see brother, inside the church, Satan has come and sat, put his seat. The birds have made a nest in the branches. See. Now read, what is the first doctrine which Satan, you see, preaches? Come to 1 Timothy, you see, 4th chapter, verse 3.
1 Timothy 4th chapter verse 3, right? Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
First false doctrine is not to marry. Now, should a Christian marry or not? Aiyah. Can we marry or
Yeah,
not?
brother. We can marry.
We can marry. We can also not marry. But is it
Yeah.
compulsory that we should not marry?
That's not compulsory. It's not written in Bible. You must not marry. It's not written in
Yes,
Bible.
but here it says Satan will come and preach doctrines which tell that you should not marry. See the verse 4. Forbidding to marry and forbidding to eat meat. Now you tell me, okay, Bishop, we can marry. Okay, what about Bishop?
Yeah, Bishop and many.
Bishop can marry or not?
Everybody can marry, brother.
Everybody can marry. Read 1 Timothy 3:2, brother.
Okay.
First Timothy 3:2.
A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife.
Are was husband
Yeah.
of how many wife brother?
Only one wife.
That means bishop can marry,
yeah,
but he should be having how many wife?
Only a wife.
Only one. That means bishop can marry. So how can you put a, you see, commandment saying you should never marry? This is the false doctrine. And you see, when do the Christians don't eat meat? You eat meat every day?
Yeah, I don't. I haven't fast on meat.
Okay. Now, when do the Christians fast on meat? You know?
I don't know. I don't know that also, brother.
You're a very good Christian. You see, usually on Fridays they don't eat because, oh, Good Friday, oh, Jesus, Friday, we should not touch meat. Huh? You see? And some people, They don't even eat meat on Lent days, 40 days fasting, no? Huh? These are all the doctrines of the devil. Now, who preaches this one? This is preaching in Hindu temple, Muslim mosque. It is among the Christians only. Read one more parable. Matthew 13, 33.
Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened.
A woman took a leaven and put it in 3 measures of flour until everything was leavened. Leaven in the Bible means what? You see, it puts, it gives what that, what do you say? It spoils the food. You see, you, like a yeast.
Yeah.
You put a little bit of leaven or yeast for the, you see, flour, it will swell itself. It will spoil. So similarly, nobody puts, you see, usually the leaven for the food. So Jesus compared the leaven to false doctrine in the Bible, Matthew 16:11. He told, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. It means a false doctrine. So what happened? The church had 3 important doctrines, brother. Love, hope, and faith. Love on God, supreme love on the God. Then hope. If we suffer now, we're going to reign with Christ. Faith. Faith only on the Bible. Little bit of false doctrine came, all these things got corrupted. Love upon God went off. Nobody is coming to the church because of love, only because of fear. You, if I don't come, God will punish me. Then hope. Hope went off. Today also enjoy in Christ. Today rejoice in Christ. Tomorrow also, after death, you will go to heaven and rejoice in Christ. Today you do all the sinful activities here. Drink, smoke, all these bad habits and all you do. After death, we'll go to heaven and do the same thing. What, heaven is a corrupt place? Where is the hope that we need to suffer for Christ? Deny yourself, carry the cross, follow Jesus. Where is that hope? No hope at all. No, none of the churches preach this one at all. Why? If you preach, nobody will come. Hope went off. Faith. Faith on the Bible. Today the faith on the Bible is not there. It is upon men. Upon the pastors. Upon so many people than on the Bible. Bible got corrupted. Okay, so this is how, you see, the great Antichrist system began to work slowly. Okay, we'll stop here. So next week, we will continue how other things will happen, how this development happened. We'll continue and see the next class. Okay, brother?